Amen. I want to look this morning at having a right mind. Probably the biggest battle that you and I have in our lives as Christians isn't so much what's going on out there in the world or circumstances, it's what goes on in here. Because out of the mind and out of the heart, the Bible tells us, proceed all the issues of life. And the greatest attack that can come against us is often in our own minds. The scripture speaks to us about the fiery darts, doesn't it, of Satan? And what are fiery darts? They are thoughts, they are temptations that Satan throws in our minds to accuse us, to tempt us, to deceive us, to lie to us, and to shape our thinking. And it's important for you and I, as Christians, that we guard our minds. Because we're in a battle this morning. We live in an age where mental illness seems to be on the increase. In fact, there's probably never been a time where there's so many people suffering with mental problems. Especially since the pandemic back in 2020, there's been a lot of people struggling in their minds. And there's been so many dramatic changes going on in the world. And so many people are living in isolation and fear, and their minds are not where they need to be. But you know, truth is this morning, without God, you've got no hope, have you? And it's easy to get depressed when you look at the world out there. It's easy to lose control of our mind. And it's in the mind that our choices are determined in life, isn't it? Our thoughts. It says in the scriptures about if a man thinks in his heart, so he becomes, doesn't he? Ultimately, the way we think directly affects the way we act. And the way we speak and the things that we do or don't do. And if we are not, as the Bible describes it, of a sound mind, then we're going to be unstable. And Satan can get a foothold into our lives. In the scripture it says, doesn't it, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power and of a sound mind. But if we're going to be double-minded or weak-minded, we're going to fall into depression, despair, deception, sin. We're going to lose sight of God. So it's important for you and I that we are a people of a sound mind this morning. People who guard our minds and hearts, who understand that there is a real enemy, who wants to deceive us, who does target us. Because if Satan can gain a foothold in our thought life, then he can gain a foothold in our life. In 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. For pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. It says in this scripture that we're in a warfare, but it speaks about the weapons of our warfare here. It says they're not carnal, they're not physical weapons. This is a warfare that involves pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And it says bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bringing every thought into obedience. This is the battle we're in. It's a battle in the mind, isn't it? But it's a battle that you and I can have victory in because Christ dwells in us. He gives us the strength that we need to fight this battle in the inner man. And I'm sure we've heard many a countless sermon describing the spiritual battle that we face between the flesh and the spirit, between the carnal nature and the spiritual nature. But that battle often takes place in our mind. In Romans chapter 8 and verse 5 to 6, it tells us about the carnal mind and the spiritual mind. It says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. So there you have it, the carnal mind. When our minds are thinking carnally, it's enmity against God. It's at war with God. This is why we're commanded to bring every thought into subjection to the obedience of Christ. Because we're called to think differently, aren't we, this morning? We're called to think spiritually. We're called to set our mind on things above. Colossians 3:1-2 says, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Too often in life we spend too much time and energy in our minds thinking about the things on the earth. Too much time worrying about the here and now and present circumstances, and we don't spend enough time thinking about the things above, thinking about Christ, about his kingdom, his righteousness, his truth. And those are the things that we should be dwelling on in our minds, aren't they? The things of eternity, not the temporal, carnal life that surrounds us. We're called to think spiritually. That's going to take some discipline in our minds. And of course, empowered by the Holy Spirit, working in us and through us. Our natural tendency is to think wrong things, to think wrong. Our natural tendency is to think carnally. This is the old nature. Before we were saved, when we were in the world, we had no thoughts of God, did we? In Psalm 10, verse 4, it says, the wicked in his proud countenance does not seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. None of his thoughts. That's the state of the natural man. God is in none of his thoughts. But as the Bible says, the believer is to set our mind on things above. In Philippians 2 and 5, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We're called to have a spiritual mind, a renewed mind. Because if our thinking's not right, it will affect the way we act. It will affect the way we function. It will affect our character and our life and our destiny. Jesus told us, didn't he, that it's from the heart that proceeds from the heart is what defiles a man. In Matthew 15:18, he said, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile a man. You see, it's what comes out of the heart. It's the evil thoughts, the way we think, that can defile us. Which is why you and I are called to have a renewed mind this morning. As it says in the book of Romans, in 12 verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So really, the way we think determines us doing the will of God. From the renewed mind, we can prove what is the will of God, because it leads to obedience to God. This is why we need a renewed mind, and that's why the devil attacks us so much in the mind. That's why we need to guard our heart and mind. It says, out of the heart flow the issues of life. The way we think affects the way we act. And that's why the biggest battle is getting a right mind, a saved mind, a renewed mind, a mind set upon God, thoughts that are thoughts of God-centered thoughts, not thoughts of this world. And we need to be single-minded too. In James, it warns about the double-minded man. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. It leads to instability if we're constantly flipping between wanting to serve God but wanting to stay in the world. In 1 Peter 1:13, it tells us to gird up the loins of our mind. The loins are the part of the body that strengthens the upper man. And in our mind, we need to gird up the loins of our mind because that's what will support our mental health, our mind, to ensure that we're strengthened in the Lord in our mind. God wants us this morning all to have a sound mind. And God gives us a sound mind. It says, doesn't it, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. A renewed mind. Having that mind in us that is in Christ Jesus. Spiritually minded, because that's what brings life. But you know, the mind can become poisoned through false teaching, through deception, through sin. As we fall into sin, we can start to justify and excuse things and deceive our own minds. We can make excuses for the way we live. We can become hypocrites. We can become poisoned in our minds. And eventually, we can fall away from God. And it all begins in here, doesn't it? Backsliding begins in the mind. It happens in the heart. It happens in the inner man, and it outworks itself into a person's life. That's why we need to keep a guard on the way we think. Because, let's face it, the world out there is constantly trying to influence us, isn't it, in the way we think. We're bombarded these days with disinformation, lies, immorality, vain philosophies of this world. And if we don't discern between good and evil in here, we're going to be deceived. The world tries to shape us into its version of morality, into its version of political correctness. But we need to let the word of God dwell richly in us. Our bearings, our compass is the word of God, isn't it? We need to have our thoughts upon what the scripture says, not on what men's opinions are. Our reference point is the word of God. That's the compass that will lead us in the true direction of truth, to keep our minds saved. Our mind needs to be shaped by the word of God, not by the world. To be transformed in our minds, it says, doesn't it? Not to be conformed to this world. To let the word of God change the way we think. Often you'll hear people say that Christians are brainwashed, and it's the old cliche. I want my brain to be washed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Filled with thoughts of God. Filled with truth. If that's brainwashing, then that's good, because it's washing all that filth out of me and that unrighteousness of sin. We're called to be godly minded, righteously minded, to dwell on good things. Philippians 4:8 says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. This is what we're meant to think on. This is what we need to set our minds upon. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever has virtue, these things will do no harm to us, only do us good. And of course, it's not enough just to think these things. We have to do them as well. Then the God of peace will be with us. But we're called to meditate on these things in our mind. That's what the spiritual mind should function like. If all that we think upon is the negative things of life and the cynical things of life, if all we're focused on is material things, carnal things, and the pleasures of this life and the ambitions of this life and the lusts of this life, then our minds are going to become corrupted and depraved. Satan will always throw temptation at us. He'll either tempt us through sin, through sending temptation in our thoughts, or thoughts of evil, thoughts of lust, thoughts of greed, carnal thoughts, or he'll try to bring fear and despair and unbelief and condemnation and depression in our minds. And all of these things will affect our whole psyche, won't it? It'll allow, if we allow those thoughts to become embedded in our mind, it will affect our outward persona. If we allow ourselves to dwell on things that aren't godly, that are not spiritual, we're called to dwell upon God, on his word and his truth, because God wants us to have a right mind and heart. The greatest commandment is that you'll love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. So we're called to love God with all of our mind. That mind that we've been given by God, the aim of it should be to love God with it. Set our minds upon the things of God, and God will give us a sound mind. Proverbs 16:3, commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. As we commit our works to the Lord, as we yield to God with our hearts, then God will establish our thoughts. We'll have sanctified minds, saved minds. You know, I'm sure we've all got dark places that our mind has been to. But God gives you and I a renewed mind, a clean mind, a right mind, a sober mind, a sound mind. That's what will keep us in a crazy world. When everybody else is losing their heads, we can be a people of a sound mind, because our mind is set upon things above. We'll think the right thoughts, spiritual thoughts, not carnal thoughts. We'll be guided by the word of God, not by the whims and fancies and the philosophies of men. We need hearts and minds that are Christ-centered. And where is our heart? We must ask ourselves that question. Is it just centered on this world? Is it centered on our own needs, our own circumstances, or is it centred on Christ? Is Christ at the centre of our thoughts? Is pleasing him our desire, or selfish ambition our desire? What do we dwell on in our minds? What do we spend our mind's time doing? We've been given a mind, and we've been given it to use it, haven't we? So many Christians actually don't use the mind. They don't think. They just accept everything that they're told without questioning. But we need to check everything out with the word of God. Do you remember the noble Bereans? They were more fair-minded, it says, because they checked out the scriptures to see if these things were so. That was the reference point for them. And they, in the Bible, says they were fair-minded. We need to be minded to take heed of the word of God. That's what will keep us, isn't it? Gird up the loins of your mind. You know, it's all part of that battle that we're in. And we shouldn't be under any illusions this morning. We are in a battle. Satan wants to destroy us, and he's the architect of evil thoughts. He throws the fiery darts at our mind. That's his target. You know, a lot of people, when they first get saved, they're quite shocked to find they're suddenly aware of all these evil thoughts that they're getting. It's not that the evil thoughts weren't there before. They just didn't bother you when you weren't saved. But now that you're saved, you find yourself suddenly aware of the depravity of your own heart, and it shocks and it scares you. But God wants to redeem that mind, and we need to understand where those thoughts are often coming from. I think it was the Martin Luther spoke about evil thoughts. He said, it's not a sin for them to fly over your head, but it's when you allow them to nest in your mind that it becomes a sin. When you begin to dwell upon them and allow them to turn into a thought habit, which eventually leads to a disposition of our character as we begin to entertain these thoughts. But we need to cast off these arguments, don't we? We need to bring every thought to the obedience of Christ and be a people that are spiritually minded, not carnally minded. As we commit ourselves to God, it says he will establish our thoughts. So let's trust God today, allow him to shape our thoughts, our minds, and meditate upon his word. Then we can overcome, can't we, the carnal mind through his power and truth. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray this morning.